This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. One day after Hamas was declared the decisive winner in the Palestinian parliamentary elections, Israel and the Palestinians are struggling to come to terms with a new reality in Middle East politics. Hamas will control 76 seats in the 132-member Palestinian Legislative Council. The stunning victory in Wednesday's election ended 4 decades of rule by the corruption-plagued Fatah Party. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas insists that he remains committed to negotiations with Israel and will start immediate consultations to form a new Palestinian government. In Gaza, Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh said Hamas wants a coalition government with Abbas's Fatah movement. Abbas didn't comment, but senior Fatah leaders said they don't want to join a Hamas government. In the hours since the election results were announced, Hamas leaders have been careful not to mention violence or the armed struggle against Israel. In Gaza, Mahmoud Azahar, who is considered a hardliner within the movement, said Hamas could extend the year-long ceasefire with Israel, which he called the quietness.
We are not playing terrorism or violence. We are under occupation. The Israeli continue their aggression against our people, killing, detention, demolishing, and in order to stop these processes, we run effective self-defense by all means, including using guns. If the Israelis stop their aggression, we will be committed to what is called the quietness.
Acting Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert said a Palestinian authority led by Hamas is not a partner in peace. He said Israel will ignore such a government and make it irrelevant. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice warned that Hamas will receive no assistance from a Bush administration that has given millions of dollars directly to the Palestinian Authority since Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat died 14 months ago. Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter is the head of an international observer mission for the Palestinian elections. In an interview with NPR, he said cutting off financial aid to the Palestinian Authority would be a mistake.
This would only injure the Palestinian people who are already suffering. And if it's impossible within the bounds of U.S. law, for instance, to give funds, humanitarian aid, directly to the Palestinian Authority, I hope that we'll find some alternative way to channel the same funds through other means, United Nations agencies, through refugee funds, through UNESCO funds, and through other means.
Former President Carter also said that Israel will have to deal with Hamas to ensure the security of Jewish settlers in the West Bank.
In the near future, every person in the Palestinian security force will be related to Hamas. And they'll be working side by side all over the West Bank and Gaza with Israeli security personnel. They can't ignore each other permanently. They'll have to deal with each other.
A new poll published in today's Yediot Ahronot newspaper found that almost half of Israelis think Israel should talk to Hamas, while 43% were opposed. The poll was taken before the election results were announced. Israeli intelligence estimates are that Hamas will not launch attacks on Israel, at least in the near future. And some Israeli analysts, like Uri Dromi, a former director of the government press office, say both Yasser Arafat and the current leader Mahmoud Abbas, who he calls by his nickname Abu Mazen, have done little to advance the peace process.
In a way, I welcome the victory of the Hamas, because I think it will clear the picture. Because up till now, we were dealing with either Yasser Arafat, who was double-talking, or we were dealing with Abu Mazen, who was so impotent that nothing came out of him. I think once we face the Hamas, at least we know who we're facing.
Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.